please turn to 2 Timothy.
请我们翻开提摩太后书。
2 Timothy 4:8.
提摩太后书四章第八节。
Henceforth, the crown of righteousness is laid up for me, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will render to me in that day, but not only to me, but also to all who love his appearing.
从此以后，有公义的冠冕为我存留，就是按着公义审判的主，到了那日要赐给我的，不但赐给我，也赐给凡爱慕他显现的人。
May we have a short word of prayer.
我们再有一个简短的祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父，
as we gather together in the name of thy beloved Son,
当我们聚在你爱子的名下的时候，
we know that thou art in our presence.
我们知道你在我们当中。
Dear Lord, we pray that thou will speak to each and every one of us.
我们求你向我们每一个人说话。
Open our understanding.
给我们悟性。
That we may know what thou art after.
我们知道你所要的是什么。
That our life on earth will glorify your name.
以致我们在地上的生活能够荣耀你的名。
And accomplish thy purpose.
来完成你自己的旨意。
We commit this time into your loving hand.
我们把这段时间交在你爱的手中。
Trust in thee to do thy work.
我们相信你要做成你的工。
That thy purpose may be fulfilled.
让你的旨意能够成就。
To the glory of God.
让神得着荣耀。
We ask in thy precious name.
我们奉你宝贝的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
we thank the Lord for this special occasion.
我们感谢主为我们有今天特别的日子。
That in this last day, He gave us the opportunity to come together.
在这个末后的日子，给我们有机会聚在一起。
To prepare ourselves for his imminent return.
让我们能够预备好来迎接他即刻的再来。
Whenever I think of the imminent return of our Lord Jesus,
每一次当我想到主马上就要回来了，
My heart leaps for joy.
我的心里面满了喜乐。
We do praise and thank the Lord.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
That he has brought us to this last day.
他把我们领到这最末了的时刻。
I do believe that we live in the last day.
我实在相信我们是在最末了的日子了。
Before the Lord left this earth,
当主离开这个世界之前，
He told his disciples,
他告诉他的门徒们，
that he will come again.
他说他要再回来。
He go to prepare a place for us.
他去是为我们预备地方去。
Then he will come back to receive us to himself.
他还要接我们到他那里去。
This is the desire of our Lord.
这是我们主心中所要的。
The disciples in the first century, they were expecting the return of the Lord.
头一个世纪的门徒们已经期待主那个时候就会回来。
As a matter of fact, it is possible.
事实就是这样。
If God's people are ready,
如果属神的儿女们预备好了
，The Lord will return.
主就回来。
But unfortunately, for 2,000 years have passed.
但是很可惜，2000年过去了。
And the Lord had not yet returned.
主还没有回来。
It is because He doesn't want to return.
不是他不要回来。
If we know the heart of our Lord Jesus,
如果我们真是了解主的心的话，
How He longed to return.
他是多么的愿意回来。
How He longed to come back to receive us to Himself.
他是多么的愿意救我们到他那里。
But why is it that 20 centuries had passed?
但为什么二十世纪已经过去了？
And there was still no sign of His return.
好像还没有他回来的痕迹。
So the question here is this.
问题是在这里。
Is he anxious to return?
他是不是很急着要回来呢？
To return to receive his own.
回来接他自己的人呢？
That they may be with him forever.
叫我们能够永远与他在一起。
Of course, this is.
当然这是他要的。
But why is it?
但为什么还没有回来？
For 20 centuries,Had passed.
二十个世纪已经过去了。
And still he had not come.
他还没有回来。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
is it because he does not want to return?
难道他不愿意回来吗?
Far be the thought.
绝对不是。
Our Lord Jesus loved his own.
我们的主爱他自己的人。
He is so anxious to come back to receive his own to himself.
他是急不及待的把属他的人接到他自己那里去。
Therefore, it is not wrong for saints in the first century to expect the return of the Lord.
所以头一个世纪的人，他们期待主回来，并没有想错。
Century after century have passed.
一个世纪一个世纪的过去。
And the Lord has not returned.
主还没有回来。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
I think it is evident.
实在是很确据的。
It is not because the Lord does not want to return.
不是主不要回来。
It is because his people have not been ready.
乃是因着属他的人还没有预备好。
It is not we who wait for the Lord.
不是我们在等着主。
It is our Lord who is waiting.
是我们的主在等待我们。
He has waited. He has waited.
他一直在等。
Waited for 2,000 years.
等了2000多年。
And he is still waiting.
他还在等。
Why?
为什么?
It is because his people.Are not ready.
那是因着属他的还没有预备好。
As soon as his people are ready,
当属他的人预备好了，
he will immediately return.
他马上就要回来。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Deep in my heart，
在你们的心里面，
I feel，
在我心中的深处，我感觉到，
It is most possible that our Lord return in our day，
很大的可能主在我们的日子当中就会回来。
Because all the prophecies that precede his return have been fulfilled.
因为主来以前一切的预言都已经成就了。
The next prophecy to be fulfilled is the return of our Lord Jesus.
下一个要应验的预言就是主回来。
In a sense, I feel we are living in a most thrilling period.
一面我实在觉得我们是在一个很关键的时刻。
I feel our Lord may return in our time.
我实在相信主在我们有生之年要回来。
He can come back now.
他现在就可以回来。
If his people are ready.
如果我们预备好。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
Do you sense the nearness of the coming of the Lord?
你感觉得到主回来的日子是那么逼近吗？
All the prophecies that precede his coming have been fulfilled.
所有的预言在他回来之前的预言都已经应验了。
The next one to be fulfilled is his glorious return.
下一个要应验的就是他荣耀的再来。
Are we waiting for him?
我们如何的等候他呢？
Will we be the people who have the privilege of receiving the return of our Lord Jesus?
我们是那些有特权来迎接他回来的一群人吗？
You remember even before he left his disciples.
你记得当他离开他的门徒之前，
he said to them,
他对他们说，
I go to prepare a place for you.
我去乃是为你们预备地方去。
Then I will come back and receive you to myself.
那我就接你们到我那里去。
Those who love the Lord in the first century,
在第一世纪里面爱主的人，
they were expecting the Lord to return in their time.
在他们那个时候已经期待主会回来了。
Century after century,
世纪一个世纪的过去，
all who love the Lord are waiting for his return.
所有爱主的都在那里等候他的回来。
Now we are in the beginning of the 21st century.
已经我们在二十一世纪的开头了。
Do you realize that we are nearer to his return than anybody else in the former centuries?
你有没有察觉得到我们是比任何一个时代的人更接近他的回来？
His appearing is imminent.
他的显现是马上的。
But brothers and sisters, the question is,
弟兄姊妹，问题是在于，
Are we ready?
我们预备好了吗？
Our Lord is ever ready.
我们的主早就预备好了。
But his church has not been ready.
但他的教会还没有预备好。
But brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
I sense in myself,
我里面实在感觉得到，
that is coming back.
他的回来
may probably be in our lifetime.
是在我们有生之年。
Now, if this is the case,
如果这是真的话，
how thrilling this will be.
这是多么叫人兴奋的事情。
What if the Lord shall return now?
如果主现在回来，
as we are gathered here this morning,
好像早上我们在这里聚集的时候，
suddenly,He returns.
突然之间他回来了。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
May he come.
愿他现在就来。
But are we ready?
那我们预备好了吗？
This is the pressing question.
这是一个多么迫切的问题。
His appearing is imminent.
他的显现是马上要临到的。
So the question this morning,
所以早上我们的问题乃是
is are we ready?
我们预备好了吗？
We cannot be as that lazy servant.
我们不可以像那个懒惰的仆人，
thinking that the Lord will not return now.
想哦，他的主人不会现在回来。
So he began to beat his fellow believers.
所以他就打他的同伴。
He began to eat and drink and enjoy himself.
他在那里吃喝，在那里享受。
The Bible says.
圣经告诉我们
，The Lord suddenly returned.
主突然之间回来了
，and will cut him into two.
就把他斩为
二两半。He will be thrown into outer darkness.
把他丢在外面黑暗的里面。
And there will be gnashing of teeth.
他在那里咬牙切齿。
You know, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们。
In many places that I visit,
有很多当我到的地方，
people always ask me the question.
很多人经常问我这个问题。
What is the outer darkness?
外面黑暗的地方是什么呢？
Now I wonder why you're so interested.
我不知道你们为什么这么有兴趣。
It shows.That we are not ready.
就说明了我们还没有预备好。
If you are ready, you will not expect outer darkness.
如果你预备好了，你根本就不会想到外面黑暗的是什么地方。
Because when he shall return, you will go with him into the kingdom.
因为当他回来的时候，你会跟他一起进入他的国。
Only those who are unready will be cast out into outer darkness.
只有那些没有预备好的扔在黑暗的里面。
But strangely, God's people are more interested in outer darkness than the kingdom.
但是很奇怪的，神的儿女们对于黑暗的外面好像比天国更有兴趣。
People do not ask you about the kingdom.
很少有人问关于国度的事情。
But they ask you about the dark, outer darkness.
他们就问外面黑暗那个是什么地方。
I usually tell people, I will not tell you what the outer darkness is.
我
一般都是告诉他们，我不会告诉你们那是什么地方。
In all the books that I have read,
我读过的所有的书，
I found only one book that spoke of outer darkness.
只有一本书讲到外面黑暗的地方。
And that was Robert Gavett.
就是葛外他的书。
Now Gavett was a person who was very literal in his interpretation.
葛外对于圣经的解释是非常直接的。
And he was the only one that told us what outer darkness is.
他只有他是讲，外面黑暗是讲什么。
I know you are interested.
我知道你们好像也有兴趣啊。
In knowing what it is.
哦，想知道是怎么回事。
You know what he says?
你知道他说什么呢？
He is a person who has literal interpretation of the scripture.
对于经文，他是这样很直接的、字句的来解释。
He says when the Lord is traveling.
他说当主在行走的时候。
Within him is the brightness of the Lord.
在他里面有主的光。
But outside of him there was darkness.
在他之外是黑暗。
So the outer darkness is when the Lord shall return.
外面黑暗的地方呢，是当主回来的时候。
He will cast off the outside.
他把外面的一切都驱赶。
And that becomes the outer darkness.
那个地方就成为外面的黑暗。
Now I do not know if his interpretation is correct.
我不知道他这样的解释是不是准确。
But anyway, it is an interpretation.
但这只是他的讲法。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
are you anxiously waiting for the return of the Lord, or anxiously waiting for outer darkness?
你是很迫切的等候主的回来，还是迫切的要进入外面的黑暗？
Woe to the person who is cast into outer darkness.
被扔在外面黑暗里面的人有祸吧。
Because the Bible says there will be gnashing of teeth.
因为他们在那里是咬牙切齿。
It means there will be repentance.
他们在那里。
But dear brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
how better it is that we repent today than to repent in outer darkness.
如果我们今天能够痛哭悔改，比那一天在黑暗里面痛哭悔改好多少呢？
You remember the 10 virgins.
你记得那十个童女？
They went out to meet the Lord.
他们去迎接主人。
They all have their torch.
他们都有他们的火把。
And there was light with them.
他们里面是有灯也有光。
But because the Lord had delayed.
但是主人迟延没有回来。
So they all went to sleep.
所以他们都打盹了，睡着了。
Now in this parable,
在这个
the 10 virgins
里面，这十个童女
represents the Christians who will be living at the coming of the Lord.
是讲到主回来活着的那些信徒们。
It mentioned 10.
十。
Because 10 is the number of responsibility.
因为十是讲到责任的意思。
12 is the perfect number.
十二是完全的数字。
But 10 is the number of responsibility.
十乃是讲到责任。
These 10 virgins went out to meet the Lord.
这十个童女去迎接主。
But the Lord has delayed.
但是主迟延了。
So they all went to sleep.
所以他们都睡着了。
Now in this parable,
在这个比喻里面，
it represents the Christians who are living at the time of the coming of the Lord.
是说到主回来那一时刻仍然活着的基督徒。
They all went to sleep.
他们都睡着了。
Throughout the centuries,
历世历代以来，
from the first century onward,
从第一世纪开始，
those who love the Lord,
那些爱主的，
those who are the Lord's,
那些属于主的，
they all are going to meet the Lord.
他们都去见主了。
Because the Lord may come at any moment.
因为主随时都可以回来。
But because the Lord was delayed,
正因着主迟延了，
they all went to sleep.
所以他们都睡着了。
And in this parable,
在这个比喻里面，
the sleep means they all died.
这个睡乃是说他们都死了。
So the ten virgins represents those Christians throughout the centuries.
所以这十个童女乃是代表历世历代的基督徒们。
Ten is the number of responsibility.
十是讲到责任的数目。
Twelve is the perfect number.
十二是完全的数目。
These ten virgins represent Christians throughout the centuries.
这十个童女乃是代表历世历代的一切的信徒。
Because the Lord seemed to have delayed.
因为主好像是迟延。
So they all went to sleep.
所以他们都睡了。
The sleep here speaks of death.
这是讲到他们都死了。
So the ten virgins represent Christians throughout the centuries who have died.
所以这十个童女就是讲到代表历代以来死了的信徒们。
But suddenly the voice came.
突然主回来了。
The Lord cometh.
主回来了。
So they all raise up.
所以他们都起来。
That means resurrection.
讲到复活。
The ten wise virgins.They have extra oil in the vessels.
那五个聪明的童女有多的油在灯里面。
They are able to replenish the light in the torch.
他们把灯能够再点着。
But the foolish virgins,
那是愚拙的。
They have filled their vessel with other things.
他们的器皿装了别的东西。
Things that they treasure more than the Spirit of God.
他们宝贝那些东西比宝贝主的灵更甚。
So when they woke up, they find their torch was going out.
所以当他们醒来的时候，发现他们的灯已经灭了。
They asked the wise virgin to share with them.
他们求聪明的童女分享他们的油。
Unfortunately, it could not be done.
但是很可惜，不能这样做。
So the wise virgin say, "Why don't you go and buy the oil?"
所以聪明的回答说：“不如你们自己到卖油的那里去买吧。”
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，throughout the centuries.
历世历代以来
，Christians only have been called virgins.
基督徒被称为童女
，because they have been saved from this world.
他们是被从世界当中拯救出来的。
They are to be virgins towards their Lord.
他们现在他们的主是。有童真的
waiting for their Lord's return.
他们在那里等候他们的主回来。
That's what Christians ought to be.
基督徒应该是这样的。
But throughout the centuries,
但是历史历代以来，
because the Lord seemed to have delayed,
主好像迟延，
they went to sleep.
他们就都睡了。
They died.
他们死了。
Then suddenly the voice came.
突然声音
The Lord cometh.
主回来了。
So they all rose up.
所以他们都起来。
That's resurrection.
那是复活。
All who believe in the Lord Jesus will be resurrected.
一切信主的都要复活。
But some will be resurrected to glory.
有些复活进入荣耀。
And some will be resurrected to shame.
有些复活带到羞辱里面去。
Those who have extra oil,
那些有油的，
they furnish their torch.
他们再把他们的灯点亮。
They are able to go to meet the Lord.
他们能够去迎接他们的主。
And they will enter with the Lord into His kingdom.
他们与主一同进到他的国里。
But those foolish ones,
那些愚拙的，
when they try to go to buy the oil,
当他们要去买油的时候，
I wonder whether they were able to buy oil.
我不知道他们能够买到吗？
But anyway, they came back.
无论如何他们回来，
But the door was shut.
那门已经关了。
The Lord said,
主说，
I do not know thee.
我不认识你们。
I do not approve of thee.
我不认同你们。
And the five foolish virgins,
那五个愚拙的童女，
were cast into outer darkness.
他们就被扔在外面黑暗当中。
With gnashing of teeth.
他们在那里哀哭切齿。
That means repentance.
是讲到悔改。
So dear brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
it is better that we repent today.
我们今天来悔改是更好的。
Not to try to enjoy the world.
今天不要在世界里面去享受。
And at the coming of the Lord, we repent.
当主回来之后，我们才悔改。
Outer darkness is the place of repentance.
外面黑暗是痛悔的地方。
If we do not repent today,
如果我们今天没有回转，
there will be a day when we will repent.
有一天我们还是要悔改。
But dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
it is a little bit too late.
到时候就太晚了。
Why?
为什么？
Because you will be cast into outer darkness.
因为你会被扔在外面黑暗当中。
You will not enjoy the kingdom age.
你不能够享受国度的时代。
To reign with Christ for 1,000 years.
与基督一同掌权一千年。
Instead, you will be out of darkness, weeping, repenting.
反而你在外面黑暗里面流泪悔改。
But thank God.
感谢神。
Even so, it is the mercy of God.
就便是如此，还是神的怜悯。
Oh, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
the greatness of the mercy of God,
神最大的怜悯，
once His hand is upon you,
当他的手临到你的时候，
He will never let you go.
他永远不会离弃你。
You may want to go your own way.
你可能要走你自己的路。
But eventually, he will force you, in a sense, to to go his way.
但他最重要，他要强迫你跟从他。
Outer darkness, in one sense, is a terrible place.
外面黑暗是一个可怕的地方。
Because it is a place of repentance.
因为在那里是要人悔改的地方。
But it is what we would call a second chance.
但是在那里好像是给我们第二次的机会。
Once God's grace come upon you,
神的恩典一次临到你，
He will never let you go.
他永远不会让你走开。
He will save you to the uttermost.
他要拯救你到底。
Even though you have to go a time of repentance.
虽然你要经过这些悔改的日子。
But eventually, all who are the Lord's,
但最终一切属于主的人，
whom he has known,
是他所知道的人，
he will call,
他就呼召我们，
whom he will call,
他所招来的人，
he will save,
他就拯救我们，
whom he will save,
他拯救的人，
he will save to the utter.
他就救他们到底。
Brothers and sisters, thank God for His immense mercy.
弟兄姊妹，感谢神那伟大的怜悯。
But,
但是
，a thousand years is a long time.
一千年是很长的日子。
To be cast into darkness.
给扔在外面黑暗当中。
We do not know for how long.
我们不知道那是多长的日子啊。
Whether it will be the full thousand years.
或者是整个的一千年。
Or whether it will be shorter.
或者稍微短一点。
But anyway, it is a terrible thing.
但这是一个可怕的事情。
May we all be raptured without being cast into outer darkness.
愿意我们都能够被提，不要到黑暗外面去。
Even so, God's grace is eternal.
虽然神的恩典是永远的。
Once you are saved, He will save you to the uttermost.
你一次被拯救。他就救你们到底。
Whether you like it or not,
不管你愿不愿意，
that is good pleasure.
这是神的美意。
He will save you to the uttermost.
他要拯救你到底。
Outer darkness is a terrible place.
外面黑暗是可怕的地方。
May we say it is the second chance?
让我们愿意这样说。神还给你第二次的机会。
If we do not repent today,
如果你今天没有悔改，
we will repent in outer darkness.
我们在外面黑暗那个地方
还要悔改。But we will miss the kingdom.
但是我们会错过了国度。
And what a terrible loss.
这是多么大的损失。
So dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
As long as we are still living today,
只要我们今天还活着，
Let us be ready.
让我们预备好吧。
When the call shall come,
当号筒吹响的时候，
Let us respond with joy.
让我们能够喜乐地来回应。
May the time come.
愿意那个时刻
If he should come now.
他现在来到的时候
May this auditorium be empty.
让整个的会场都空了。
And how glorious that will be.
那是多么荣耀的景象。
But to be left behind is the saddest of our Christian life.
被留在地上，这是基督徒生活里面最悲痛的事情。
So do not love the world today.
所以今天不要爱这世界。
That you miss the kingdom glory.
以至于你会失掉国度的荣耀。
This is the exhortation that the Lord exhorts each and every one of us.
这是主向我们每个人的激励。
So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
it is the prayer of my heart.
这是我心中的祷告。
That when the trumpet sound,
当号筒吹响的时候，
we will all respond with joy.
我们都是带着喜乐的回应。
Where he is, there we shall be.
他在哪里，我们也到哪里。
What a glorious time that is.
那是多么荣耀的时刻。
So may the Lord touch our hearts.
求主摸着我们的心。
Do not love the few days in this world.
不要爱在地上这短短的日子。
And miss the thousand years reigning with Christ.
而失掉与主一同掌权那一千年。
This is the exhortation of this day.
这是今日要给你们的劝勉。
Shall we pray?
我们祷告。
Dear Lord, we want to thank you.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Because you love us and love us to the uttermost.
你爱我们，爱到至极。
Whom thou hast known, thou hast called.
你所认识的，你就召我们。
Whom thou hast called, thou hast saved.
你召我们，你就拯救我们。
Whom thou hast saved, thou will save to the uttermost.
你拯救的，你就拯救我们到底。
Oh, dear Lord,
亲爱的主，
when we think of the great mercy of God,
当我们思想到你这极大的怜悯，
our hearts bow in worship.
我们的心俯伏敬拜你。
You are truly our beloved Lord.
你真是爱我们的主。
But dear Lord,
亲爱的主，
do not allow any one of us to love the world today and miss the kingdom.
不要容许我们任何一个今天爱世界而错失到国度。
Because it is thy will,
因为这是你的旨意，
that we should have the kingdom.
我们要进你的国度。
It is not thy will that we shall be in darkness and weeping.
不是你的旨意，你不是要我们到黑暗里面哀哭切齿。
We thank thee for the privilege of coming together this morning.
我们谢谢你叫我们今天早上能够在这里聚集。
To be reminded of what is coming,
叫我们受提醒
前面的事情， and to be prepared for thy imminent return,
叫我们能够预备好来面对你马上的回来。
It is a cry of our heart,
这是我们心中的呼求。
Come, Lord Jesus,
主耶稣，愿你快来。
We ask in thy name,
我们奉你宝贝的名祈求。 Amen. Amen.